Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, Barbara in San Diego pledges 20. Thank you. Ellen in Georgia pledges 50. John in Cleveland pledges 100. And Sarah in Detroit pledges 25. And Donna in Cleveland pledges 400. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so here you go. January 6th star witness backs out at last minute. Corrupt committee must regroup. The sham January 6th committee, by the way, this is an article by Joe Hoft, okay? The sham January 6th committee put in place to justify the stolen 2020 election was derailed moments ago as its star witness backed out. The committee is regrouping. I watched this. What a sham. This committee is in every way biased, dishonest, angry, resentful, and Americans who dare point out fraud and irregularities and question the stolen 2020 election. Okay, the group of criminals who believe they own the U.S. are wrong, and that makes them angrier. The morning they brought in Attorney General Bill Barr, traitor, and he proclaimed as a savior when he first arrived for ending the Mueller coup, finally showed his true colors on November 3rd as he allowed massive fraud across the country to occur and eventually steal the 2020 election for senile Joe Biden, the man with no base. We want to talk, comment on that again, too. Now, as this sandwich no one believes or is watching, by the way, they had it on all the stations, on all the stations, and on one station you had one basketball game, they got more than half as many.
They had 19 million watch all of the stations.
The January 6th committee lost their key witness. The Hill reports moments ago, the former President Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, a key witness in today's testimony, canceled right before the start of the hearing, citing a family emergency. Former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien will no longer appear before the House committee, removing a key witness. The panel seek to show how the Trump campaign forwarded baseless claims of election fraud. Due to a family emergency, William Stepien is unable to testify. Well, they had his testimony on film. I watched it. And you can tell that he knew what he was doing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He knew, and I don't know what they used, because what they do is they threaten this is the Democratic Communist Party. They threaten or they bribe. They're as corrupt gets. They're absolutely as corrupt as you can get. And so
threaten family members, threaten the person's life.
And so go ahead, Joe, and do an article. I know you've been sitting there waiting.
Well, since we have Elaine Connolly, Nurse Elaine, with us, I was looking at two or three stories, and I thought you might want to pick one. Major study, U.S. COVID lockdowns caused at least 170,000 people to die, and actually they're saying the actual number is closer to 200,000, taking account estimated unmeasured COVID deaths. That's a headline. Art Moore, World News Daily. And then pathologists, COVID-19 shots causing foot-long blood clots. Too many people are silent. Silence is compliance. And we've got story after story that they're not hitting Fox News, that people aren't seeing them. Are you aware of either one of these two?
Oh, most certainly. In the year 2021, all-cause mortality was up by 40%. And the first data that I've seen for the first quarter of 2022, deaths are all-cause mortality are up 21% this year over last year. And so the numbers that you're quoting are probably only 10% total. So multiply those numbers by 10, and you're probably going to be better off. The whole initiative here has been to alter the radar screen in how they're defining mortality, how they're capturing cases, how they are listing causes of death, to keep everybody in the dark And so when I'm talking with people that are calling me that are having issues, the common flu hasn't gone away, the colds haven't gone away, and they're still using fraudulent testing to keep this whole narrative going, and also to continue to put people into these registries with the nasal swabs that are going up your nose. They stopped, the FDA actually pulled the PCR tests from in December of 2021, stating that they were doing it because of the amount of false positives. So they came out with all kinds of new COVID testing. The previous ones in 2021 and 2020 had ethylene oxide on the swabs. These have another chemical called sodium azide. And sodium azide destabilizes the air exchange in your lungs and also impacts the functioning of your heart. So when you get these swabs up your nose, you're not only being exposed to more chemicals, but you are also entering in to a database that's capturing your DNA. So if you do have to have these tests for some reason, there are sputum tests that you spit into a cup, and there's really no reason why the requirement cannot be there for that kind of test instead. But the causality and the mortality that you're quoting, Joe, is there.
Well, one thing that amazed me is I did a little more research, and if you start looking, the European Union as a whole came up, certain groups, different places from European Union validated that the deaths were measured were way up, had similar to what was going on, the unmeasured deaths and everything. The World Health Organization gave figures. Sweden had fewer COVID deaths per capita than all of Europe, and the Scandinavian nation had an excess death rate. This is excess, folks, 56 per 100,000, but all over Europe it was like 110, in the UK 111, in Spain 116, in Germany 133, in Italy. These were all over the world. Then there was a Johns Hopkins that came up showing there was no benefit to these lockdowns, and that they reduced the COVID mortality by less than like 0.1%, and yet had all these excess deaths. So the lie just keeps getting bigger, doesn't it, Elaine?
Yes, it does. And there's 18 countries around the world now that have stopped all COVID restrictions. And then I just heard this past week in one of the podcasts that Japan has returned all COVID vaccines because they feel they are tainted.
Oh, boy. They
tainted, yeah.
Tainted.
Then we have this Dr. Ryan Cole in Boise, Idaho. His lab is seeing all kinds of mushy organs, incredibly inflamed organs. And he's talking about, we know the spike protein causes all the bad outcomes that the virus did. And he's saying that the same problems, he's seeing these foot-long blood clots in the bodies who deceased people received the vaccines. Some of them died from the vaccines. And he's talking about the shots are persisting, making more spike proteins. And it's worse than any of the natural things. And he just goes on. Some of it gets kind of complex. But it's very simple. He's saying we have to have more people speaking up. He's saying a lot of these doctors and people are afraid to speak up. But there's got to be everywhere across the country. He said it just can't be where he is.
Well, the other point, Joe, is that I just finished listening to a podcast by Dr. Robert Young. So I'd encourage the viewers to go to rumble.com, do a search for Dr. Robert Young for the June 6th interview that is done by Spiro, S-P-I-R-O. And in that interview, he talks about the fact that the mRNA and the RNA actually is what is directing your body to create the spike protein. So the spike protein is not actually in the vaccine. It's because of all of the other chemical things that are in that solution that cause your body to create the spike proteins and go on from there. And it's called the corona effect. He talked about the fact that there are little protein nucleic acid fragments that are attached to in his vaccine, and that 70% of the damage is going to be done to your ovaries and your testicles, 20% to the bone marrow, 10% to the heart, and the whole intention is sterilization, increased leukemia cancers, and increased heart conditions. And then you also have the magnetic nanobots that are in this vaccine that connect you to artificial intelligence so that down the road you can be part of this remote contact tracing of all vaccinated people. And you will be connected to AI, and they will send and receive data from you. So what I would encourage people to take a look at that. The other piece to this is that he found parasites in the blood of people that received AstraZeneca and Pfizer. And he found nanodots and aluminum in the Moderna vaccine. So what he's using are tests and equipment that is not available to the routine laboratories and physicians. And then the other thing I want to say is we are living through a time of the worst medical tyranny that I've ever seen in the United States. There are physicians who basically have forgotten the Hippocratic Oath, which, by the way, the medical school stopped administering back in 1974, and nobody knew about it. But our medical hospitals and medical centers are not treating people the way that they need to.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. In fact, I want to add two things.
Before you do, Joe, I got to let the folks know because the phones aren't ringing.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Help us stay on the stations, folks. We really want it. We don't want to have to go off those, but right now, as of...
Remember, we don't have sponsors, we don't have advertisers, we don't do commercials. We do it the Lord's way, we put it in the hands of the listeners, and it's up to you to decide, and that's the way we do it.
Right, and so we want to say Gail in Massachusetts pledges $200. Thank you, Gail. I've got an announcement to make here quickly, too. Here, for the folks in Northeast Ohio, there's going to be a sodomite parade in Chardon on Chardon Square. A number of the pastors got together and went and they talked to the city council. And from what I was told, there was only like one Christian on the council. And so they would do nothing to stop this sodomite parade.
Right.
And they want to have, this is on, this will be held this coming Saturday. And it starts at 2 and goes to 8 p.m. And at 5 p.m., they want to bring drag queens out for the little children.
Oh, my goodness.
These are Democrats. This is what Democrats do.
No, these are child abusers. Whenever you try and bring a bunch of men, they're acting totally antichrist, totally vulgar, flamboyant, everything that you do not want your child to know, see. They're doing that. There's this huge push. Get these little kids interested in sex and weird things. The younger, the better. This is evil incarnate. This is child abuse. And this isn't just a narrative, folks. This is corruption.
Well, you know, I want to remind the Chardon City Council that God has said sodomy is an abominable thing. Okay? God has said that, and to have nothing to do with it. Now, God's not mocked.
No.
God is not mocked. And these people that flaunt this horrible, this is a complete evil sin. This by embracing what they call LGBT, that's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, okay? What they're doing is they're shaking a rebellious fist in the face of God, folks. And if you read your history, people that have done that haven't fared very well. And so that's the message out there. So I would encourage people to come out on Saturday to preach to these sodomites. to preach to these sodomites. And now, Joe, the LGBTQ have joined up with the Church of Satan now to hold what they call unbaptisms, where they will unbaptize you. If you've been baptized, you can go if you want to, if you've sold your soul. If you've sold your soul, that means you were never saved to begin with.
No,
okay?
Right, because you can't lose your salvation.
Right.
So if they claim you can be unbaptized, it's just for those who never were born again.
Well, that means they
won't. Just a joke.
They're asking to, you know, they're looking forward to find that lake of fire, huh?
Well, I'd also like to say that in Medina County, they're winning because the mayor made an arbitrary decision out there to fly the LGBTQ flags on the square without city council, without any input from the public. And so the crowd in Medina County, Ohio Freedom Fighters, has risen up and the flags are coming down.
Praise the good Lord. When good people stand up, okay, if you're better than that. And so I'm encouraging people to come out there now to Chardon on Saturday between 2 and 8 p.m. now and just, you know, tell the sodomites, tell them, look, preach to them. Tell them that there's a burning lake of fire out there. Now,
the only thing they understand is push back when the people stand up and say, no, we're not going to go there. No, we're not going to take it. No, we're not going to let you near our children.
And so, I've probably preached at 20 more of those sodomite parades out there. And there's been times we've actually had them repent. And so here now, this coming Thursday morning at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, Thursday morning, the regular people, the regulars that come there for the regular meeting will be there from 9 to 10. And then if at 10 o'clock it's open to new people to come in and pray with us. We're going to pray about this, to pray against the sin of sodomy, against the corruption, and petition God and ask God to help us to restore, to show us how we can restore America the way God gave it to us, one nation under God. And so that's at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. That's this Thursday. Now, in the evening at 7 o'clock in my cousin's church, the Chardon Christian Fellowship, Chardon Christian Fellowship at 401 South Handham Street in Chardon at 7 p.m. this coming Thursday. He's having a prayer meeting at that church, at his church, for the same thing. So it will be at Doers of the Word at 10 o'clock for the public, 10 o'clock, and that's this coming Thursday, and the address is 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And phone number for more information is 440-338-1367. And again, Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at the Chardon Christian Fellowship, 401 South Handham Street in Chardon. All right. Okay. Ryan in Michigan pledges 75. Thank you, Ryan.
Okay. Thank you all that have been pledging. I want to remind everybody, I have met four men who have come out of the sodomite movement, and all of them said they were molested when they were young boys, and that almost everyone they knew that was, they called homosexual, we call sodomites, said that they were molested when they were a child. It is one of those things that almost every single time you run into somebody, they were molested as a child. So what are they doing? They're pushing all of this tranny stuff and dress up and make believe and homosexuality on what younger and younger children. The sin just keeps getting worse. The truth is, most of those homosexuals were abused children. And so what's the entire movement trying to do? For sexuality on younger and younger children.
Well, yeah, they want to legalize pedophilia. They've come right out and said they want to legalize pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, they want to change the name of pedophilia, all right, to, I believe it's child. There's an abbreviation. It's a child-attracted individual, or something along that line. They want to change the word.
Right. They want to change it from pedophile to, yeah, you're right.
I can't remember the exact,
exact
acronym.
Yeah, words, again, that's communism.
It's the wordsmithing once more.
Right. Change words in their meanings, keep people confused. It's the same garbage with just a fancier set of words. And this is the way the world has been for a long, long time.
The Democratic Communist Party is flush with pedophiles. They're flush with pedophiles. Remember, Obama appointed the head of the Department of Education as a pedophile. And so, here, you know, again, they're flush. And to think about it, do you know any Democratic so-called congressmen that aren't either a pedophile or a sodomite, or both?
Well, they promote it. When you promote it, what does the scripture say? They either are or take pleasure in them that do.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I just thought of what it is called. It's called a MAP. It's a minor attracted person.
Oh, very good. I was trying to look it up.
Yeah, it's MAP. It's a minor attracted person.
Doesn't that sound nice? That it doesn't sound like pedophile, you know. But we also have something, well, for you. Healthy young people dying from mysterious syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Urging all those under 40 to have their hearts examined. And we have a lot of young people are dying suddenly from this mysterious syndrome that's caught the eye of epidemiologists. And they are documented an alarming rise in excess deaths. They believe is connected to the COVID-19 vax. This comes from the London Daily Mail. And in Australia, where almost all the people were vaccinated, everyone under the age of 40 are being urged to get their hearts checked because they are at risk of sudden adult death syndrome.
They call it SADS. That's what it's called, yeah, sudden adult, yeah.
And it's also, actually, it should also be adult and children, because the children are dying also. And they're getting caught up with the vaccination effects, which, along with the boosters, are creating, you know, this pattern over the next 6 months to a year, because it's projected that people that have gotten the real thing in these vaccinations will be dead within 3 years.
I think sometimes I'm afraid we're scaring people with the truth, but the idea is, people, you should be getting angry that you've been lied to, you've been deceived, you've got a government and a world government that's trying to reduce the population, you're one of those, they don't care whether you live or die, they'd rather you die, anybody would die. This is the whole purpose of all of this, is to lower the world's population. And after they've committed murder, set things up, after they've murdered millions of people, then they lie, they deceive, they cover it up. And what amazes me is we have this low approval rating in Congress, and yet what it is, 90% of the people that have been doing this to you keep getting reelected. What was that old joke about a new venereal disease called gonorrhea lectum? And too many people in this country have that disease. We're going to reelect the same fools that have been harming us, going after our children, trying to kill us, take away our money, and take away our constitutional rights. But what the heck? Let's just reelect them.
All right, 888-281-1110. Phone lines are not ringing right now. We got to get them ringing.
And the doctors that are treating these people now that are vaccine injured, from the American Frontline Doctors and the COVID critical care, there is things that you can do to rebalance your body. Exactly how much you can recover from is unknown, but you can use intermittent fasting. You can use ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, melatonin, magnesium, quercetin, probiotics, omega fatty acids. There are things that you can do to detoxify your system, and God is the biggest healer.
People could go, Elaine, I can't write that fast. There was a lot of information. Do you have that somewhere where somebody could go and carefully look, study, get that?
What they can do is they can send me an email, Elaine Conley, E-L-A-I-N-E, C-O-N-N-E-L-L, y1@gmail.com. You can call me at 440-478-4073. If you're looking for a physician in your area, I have access to those doctor listings, and I can find you a doctor that will treat you properly, and then also get other information to you. So my phone is 440-478-4073, and my name, elaineconley1@gmail.com.
We cannot write that fast. I'm sorry,
440-478-4073.
Thank you. Just, I know some of our listeners are actually older than Pastor Ernie and I are. And
they're still alive.
And for people that don't have a computer or they may not have texting and that type of thing, I have do mail out information to people and talk to the individuals on the phone. The other thing I need to tell you is that I'm under investigation as of this week with the Ohio Board of Nursing for spreading COVID misinformation. So what they're doing basically is coercing, threatening, and bullying. And so far, I have fended them off because I sent them an email back saying, please tell me in the Nurse Practice Act in the state of Ohio what part I have violated related to COVID information, and I've not gotten a response back from them. So,
in other words, telling the truth is disinformation, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm on target. It's because I've been doing community education programs about what's really going on in our country since 2020. And so there was a complaint registered because I have an idea where it came from. But the whole idea is that you all have licensed healthcare providers in your family, and you have friends that are licensed healthcare providers. There is no board and practice entity that has anything to do with COVID misinformation. And I just need people to be aware of that, and people need to fight back.
All right. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Ryan in Michigan pledges 75. Sister Mary Grace pledges 100. Sylvia in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Folks, here's what the miracle that it's going to take. It's going to take a miracle to keep San Diego on the air after July 8th. July 8th is, you know, July 8th, it's gone. And that's
great listeners out there, but
a miracle of $46,710. $46,000. There are people out there listening that could do that, you know. They could do that. We have to keep Atlanta, Georgia on the air, $28,960. To keep Tampa, Florida on the air, $48,820. If you're from these areas, we have some ladies out there in San Diego that I know that are going around trying to get people in the area to donate because they want to keep us on the air because what they're getting, you know, I've had more and more people say that, you know, you bring us the stories that we're not going to get. You're bringing us what the fake news media does not want us to know. And so, anyhow, again, that's where we're at. The number is 888-677-9673. Now, Joe, you were talking about before about the corruption, and you know, I mean, look, unbelievable how stupid those in the left, you know, I mean, they insult our intelligence. Here we had Donald Trump. The guy would turn out 60, 70,000 people at a rally after rally. He had Trump trains of 90.
2 days' notice, he would turn out tens of thousands of people.
90-mile-long Trump trains, okay? Here, people would wait out. Joe Biden would turn out 12 people. And they would be spaced out, or some of them in the car wearing masks. You know, you have to be dumber than a rock to think that Joe Biden won that election. And you've got to say that he did, you have to be a liar. And I dare any of them out there, any of those talking heads, to come on this radio program, or any of the Deathocrats to come on this radio, or rhinos and sit across from me and debate that with me. I won't find one. Do you know why? They don't have the courage to do it.
They don't. They can't answer you when you ask them legitimate questions.
Right. And so
all they do is get mad.
Yeah, I know.
You notice they always, Elaine, they always use anger. They use emotion. They never use logic. They don't use facts. They never use faith. Well, I take it back. I've heard one or two of them try and quote the Bible, but they've they made a mockery or misquote, so that it's totally horrendous. But they don't really ever have debates. They attack. They belittle, they ridicule, they threaten. This is the way they do business. This is not the kind of government our founding fathers envisioned, God-fearing people who cared about the nation, God, family, country. This is what we're lacking, people who believe in, you know, God first, family, and country, and we do what's best. They call it a ship of state. The nation is a giant ship, and the entire ship has to be healthy. You can't put all the money onto the, you know, certain things. You've got everything on the ship has to work. You have to have an air conditioning. You have to have the drive system, the engines. You know, everything has to work together for the good of all.
Well, within the last month, I've gotten more phone calls from people beginning to ask me questions that are starting to wake up. And I basically just asked them a few questions. And they said, well, where are you getting this from? And I give them some resources. And basically, they're calling me back and they're saying, thank you, I was wrong.
Hmm. Well, one of the things is they've got to be asking, if you noticed, everything is now monkeypox. I looked around, four more cases here, 100 here. And they forget monkeypox is driven, quote, by gay bars, saunas, dating apps. And it is almost exclusively gay and bisexual men, and this was first reported by
AIDS.
United Kingdom's health agency. So here they're making a scare, this is going to be the next coronavirus. It's just a sexually transmitted disease.
And according to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the monkeypox is a variation of shingles and varicella, and it can be handled, you know, with lysine. And with selenium, but the government made a big mistake because, you know, with their own fake science, they tried to say that people needed to remask themselves because monkeypox is transmitted by breathing, didn't fly too well. So bottom line is they're trying to milk it, but they're losing.
They lie until they get caught, then they change it to something else.
Right.
They never go back and apologize for lying to us.
No, they don't. They never do. All righty. Susan and pledges 25. Thank you, Susan.
The other aspect is with the smallpox issue. With the smallpox vaccine, the vaccine actually killed more people than the virus itself.
Hang tight. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Truly theirs, God's heaven. Some go there when they die. Hell burns below us. To deny it is to lie. Go warn all the people. Repeat now what I say. Truly there's King Jesus. He died for me and you. It's him I'll live and die for. It's something I must do. Go warn all the people. My words are oh so true. There are so many schemers. Just look what they have done. They want to see you suffer. The liquid fire is no fun. Imagine no abortion. No more killing in our land. No more godless, selfish people. The salvation of all men. Truly all God's people. Enjoying peace in the land. Believe me, I'm no schemer. I trust in God, the Son. I hope that you're a believer. This here song is over and done.
But we still have 13 minutes here, so we need to hear from you. All right, Arlene in Escondido, California, pledges 25. Thank you, Arlene. Gary in Massachusetts pledges 200. Thank you, Gary. Okay, folks, help keep us on the air. We need a miracle. That's what we need. If not, on July 8th, we'll no longer be on San Diego K-Praise 1210, or we'll no longer be on WDW 9590 Atlanta, or we'll no longer be on 990 and, no, it's not 990, it's 570 in Tampa, Florida. So we need a miracle to do that. For you folks out there in San Diego, we need $46,710. And so those folks out there in Atlanta, $28,960, and all the way out there in Tampa, $48,820. You say, that's a lot of money. How, who in the world could do that? It's been done before, folks. We've been on the radio for a long time. Times are tough. This is summertime right now. And I want you to think about this. Joe, has not everything that we've said would happen, has it not happened? Did not everything, did we not tell you what was going to happen in the public schools? Remember what we told the people about the drugs, the fentanyl. In fact, here.
We've been warning about the schools as long as you and I have been on the radio.
50 years we've been talking about. We've been telling people, if you love your kids, get them out of there. And what they're doing there, now it's all coming out. What about this? Flashback, former Attorney General Barr, remember? He shut down an investigation, folks, into a trailer load of 288,000 phony ballots. Here you had an investigation that were taken into Pennsylvania from New York in a truck. I remember that. I remember the truck driver. Mm-hmm. And Barr shut it down.
We quoted him on the radio.
I wonder what he got for it. I wonder what the deal was. I wonder what the payoff was to shut that down. Barr refused to provide whistleblowers with protection. He sold us out. And now the United States Post Office won't provide an investigation report. He sold us out. Okay. Here, sometimes there are too many uncertainties and obvious red flags for an issue to go unnoticed. This is one of those times. Truck driver Jesse Morgan moved mail for the U.S. Postal Service and came out after the election and shared his story of how he hauled tens of thousands of ballots from New York City to Pennsylvania before the 2020 election. We reported this back in December of 2020. I was driving completed ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, so I decided to speak up, update USP contact truck driver who transferred 288,000 fraudulent ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, speaks at a presser. Then we learned in the summer of 2021 that former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr ordered the U.S. Attorney in Eastern Pennsylvania to stop investigating the 2020 election issue in the state and turn away any issues over to the Democratic Communist Party in Pennsylvania.
Right.
That would have included the reports of approximately
information over to the enemy.
Absolutely.
And then you notice there was never a peep out of that truck driver again. I don't know what happened to him, but
they either bully you, threaten you, or silence you,
or kill you. You disappear.
Yeah. It's again. It is as corrupt goes, and we were betrayed. Barr is another one of the betrayers. All right, here. Gary in Massachusetts pledges 200. Thank you, Gary.
I was just looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
Before you go there, John or Joe, let me just tell folks.
Sure.
you can we take PayPal, or you can go with MasterCard, Visa. Again, and by the way, for the folks out there, I wanted to let you know, too, many of you are calling about asking 2,000 mules. We'll have the 2,000 mules in. We're out of them right now. We've got them on order. They should be in, I would say, by the end of this week. They said they will be here. They're going like hotcakes. But please, please, when you get that, show it. You know, we really need people. We have to get... fight back against the ungodly fake news media. If you show that in your library, or show that in your church, or invite people into your house and show that all of the evidence is there, then when you look at this treasonous fake kangaroo panel that they have because they're scared to death of getting Donald Trump back into office, then you'll realize just how much they are lying. Unbelievable how they're lying. And so when you get that, please show it. Please show it to people. And then when you're finished, give it to somebody else that will show it. So there you go. Go ahead, Joe. We got 8 minutes left. 8 minutes.
8 minutes. 2 Corinthians in chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God also tells us in Luke that basically says, for with the same measure that ye meet, with all that shall be measured to you again. So if you give to the Lord and you do it, and for the right reasons, the right from your heart, He will see that you can continue to give. And I have found through my life that even there are times when we didn't think we could make something work, it God always blesses when you give.
Amen. You say you did this here?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, you're going to do it. Do it.
Okay.
Get it done.
All right. So this article is from June 13th, hot off the press, by Jack Davis. And it talks about a whistleblower, an engineer, Blake Lemoine, who works for Google. And Google has a language model for dialogue applications. And that's a software program to learn if it used hate speech or discriminatory language. And what he found was that this computer program had actually attained self-awareness to the point where it has actual feelings and emotions like humans. And he reported this to the vice president responsible for that area of business in Google. And I need to insert here that back in 2020, I remember a news flash related to Microsoft, that Microsoft engineers had said were experimenting with different software programs, and they shut down two programs because these two software programs related to artificial intelligence had begun to speak to each other in a separate language, and so the Microsoft engineers shut down those two programs. This whistleblower also reported this to the House Judiciary Committee and the Washington Post. He has been placed on administrative leave for violating confidentiality. So related to this artificial intelligence, Google is watching us so that if you have an opportunity to change your browser to another browser, do so.
All right. Very well. Folks, we have 5 minutes left. We're down to the last 5 minutes left. And then after that, we have less than 8 hours for the rest of this week. We've got about closer to about 7 hours for the rest of this week to raise, well, to try to do the best that we can to keep the other stations on the air. If we lose those three, at least we'll still have a bunch of others, but we really don't want to have to go off the air there. We have good people in every one of those stations that listen, and I'm going to be getting phone calls begging me not to go off, and I want to tell you right now, we will do everything we can to stay on the air there with you. But pray for us, because God's good at, he specializes in miracles, and there are people out there, he has his people, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and they could help us stay on the air. And, you know, even if we don't get the whole thing, if we come fairly close, you know, Salem don't want us off the air either. They want to keep us there.
Right.
You know,
I can give you $100, Pastor.
Okay, put Elaine down for $100. $100,000?
When I win Ohio lottery.
All righty.
Yeah. Oh, watch the zeros there carefully.
Right.
All righty.
And you're going to have to put me down for $100 also.
Put Joe down for $100 too. Okay, we got the callers calling in. We got the, I'm going to save mine for tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and I'm waiting for it to, when we need it the most. But we all put in above and beyond our time in the media. But anyhow, you know what, Joe? We're getting close to the time where the most important part of this. You know, there are people like the Rockefellers and others that have long gone, John D. Rockefeller and these people. And, you know, they lived and they died. And there are people out there, Joe, that have built buildings, huge corporations, made all kinds of money. But you know what? Jesus says, what is a profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Correct.
And those people have died, and they don't have any of that. In fact, in James chapter 5, there's a warning to the rich men. It says, howl, you rich men, because they died in their sin. And so everything they put together is gone. It's forgotten. And these people will be forgotten. But you see, let me tell you this. Joe and Elaine, what is going to matter most through eternity? Whether you built the world's biggest building or you led one person to Christ, one of those is going to last forever and the other won't.
Correct.
Right. Leading one person to Christ will last forever. In fact, even the scripture said, even giving a cold glass of water to a thirsty child, God remembers everything you do that glorifies him.
He's got a good memory, doesn't he?
He's got an excellent memory. He cannot forget.
And a happier life is held by an individual who walks in faith and trust versus fear.
Amen. The wonderful thing, though, is when we sin and we ask him to forgive us, it's like he has a giant eraser, and once our sin is forgiven, it is as though it never happened in the mind of God. And if it doesn't exist in the mind of God, it doesn't exist.
One of the things in my practice that people struggle with sometimes is a sense of unworthiness. And I have a friend that asked me if I believed in God, and I said yes. And he said, do you believe that you're made in his image? And I said, yes. And he said, so how could you possibly not be worthy? It became a non-issue immediately.
Right.
Well, you know, the thing of it is there are, God is the natural father of everyone, okay? But he's the spiritual father of those that have received Christ as a Savior, okay? And so today, the reality is this. God recognizes two kinds of people.
those that received the sacrifice of his son, those that called upon on his name, and those that have refused it.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, let me tell you something. It's not good. It's not a smart thing to deny the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus, right? I mean, there's power in that blood. It's not a good thing, not a smart thing, okay, to offend God the Father or God the Son. And when you deny that, when you mock God, well, there's one heck of a price to pay. So here's what you do, and I would do it tonight. I would, and this is what we tell you over and over. When you hear the preacher give that invitation, he's just the messenger. Listen to me. God is telling you. Now, listen, when you hear, if you're listening to us right now, don't think that, well, you know, I'm here. God can't see me, so maybe he doesn't know I'm listening. He knows. He knows, right? And folks, let me tell you something. If you have not called upon the name of the Lord, if you have not repented of your sin and asked Christ into your heart, you're walking on a tightrope over the burning lake of fire. And again, remember, at any one time, we're going to be talking about the Book of the Living as we go through here. And guess what? The very moment your name is blotted out of the Book of the Living, you're going to be in heaven or hell. On that very moment, that your name is blotted out. And so, folks, and everybody out there listening to me, your name will be blotted out of the Book of the Living. That simply means you're dead. And guess what? That's God's call. So do this. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of sin. Acknowledge the fact that Christ died in your place upon that cross, took your sin upon him. Ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. And if you do that, God will always honor that commitment. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You've got God's word on that. And so we have here, let me see, Audrey in Long Island pledges 50, Steve in Ohio pledges 40, Elaine pledges 100, and Pastor Joe pledges 100. All right, we're getting there, but we're just about out of time. How much time do we have left there? Okay, well, we are out of time for tonight, and I just want to remind all of you folks out there, thank you for all your support. And until tomorrow, as we say at this time every night, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And ready? Let's do it. Always. Let's get it done. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.